Darling, I know you're upset. And you have reason to be. You have absolute reason to be annoyed. To be upset. But don't you think this is a little bit drastic? I mean, the weather is so cold. It's actually snowing. Did you know that? It's snowing. It's icy. Is almost Arctic. And you locked me out. You locked me out in this awful weather. And yes, you have reason to be upset. But this is an overreaction and that... I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to say that. But it's true. It's true. And I respect you too much to pander, to not be honest. Though I know the problem is I haven't been honest. It's undeniable. It's impossible to avoid. We need to talk. We need to have a discussion. But we can't do that if I'm outside, so just let me in. Just let me in. Open the door and let me in. Sorry. I didn't mean to be sharp. I didn't mean to raise my voice. It's just I'm a little bit frustrated. And honestly, I'm a little hurt. I didn't expect you to react like that. I thought we were friends. I thought we were more than friends, which is why I did what I did. And this is not where I thought I would be. I didn't think I'd be out in the cold, begging you to let me in, although I haven't begged yet, but I probably will because it's very cold. Just open the door. Just open the door. Open the door! Oh, this is not what I wanted. In fact, this is the opposite of what I wanted because I didn't want to be away from you. I wanted to be close. I wanted to be near. I wanted to be with you. Not be outside in the cold while you ignore every single word I say. But you're not ignoring me, are you? You're listening to every single word. You're just giving me the silent treatment, which is not very fair. Perhaps I am being unfair. Perhaps I'm being selfish, but I think the situation warrants it. It is time for me to be selfish because this is... the things I've done for you. I have killed myself for you. Literally, I killed myself. I did this for you and you don't seem grateful and that's a little hurtful. That's... not your fault. It's not your fault because I'm different now. I thought I would just be exactly the same. I thought I would just be dead. But still me. And while I am still me, it's a little sharper. It's a little more overwhelming because turns out when your life is defined by this constant want, this gnawing hunger, you get emotional. So I'm a little bit emotional. Oh, don't worry, I have fed. I thought that would be wise, but it turns out that I am just... so in love with you. I mean, that's not a surprise. I already knew that. But this love, this passion, this want, this need, it's been amplified and sharpened like my fangs. I can smell you now. I can smell your blood. You're so sweet. And I love you. I love you so, so much. I want you to know that. This is not the vampire speaking. It's me. It's me. And I love you. I have always loved you. You have always been my everything. However, darling, you are just too nice. You are far too nice, and it's a problem. It's a problem because people see that. People see you and they want it. They want what's mine. No, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean that. People look at you and they see how sweet you are, how loving, how wonderful, and they want to take advantage. They want you. They get their claws into you and then they hurt you. They make you suffer, and I just don't want you to suffer. I want to get my talons and... Sorry. As much as I loved you before, and I did, it's nothing compared to now. This goes beyond love. This is you're everything. You are everything, and I can taste you. I can taste you on the air, and just let me in so we can talk. It's so cold. Of course that doesn't actually matter because I'm dead. It doesn't matter that it's cold, that it's snowing. It's nothing to me now, because I am so much more now, and now I can look after you, I can protect you, I can keep you safe, I can keep you, I can keep you safe, and that's all I want. I just want to look after you, but I can't do that if you won't let me in. Now I know I should have told you, oh, you smell so good. I mean, I shouldn't have kept it a secret. I just didn't know how you would react. I didn't know how you would look at me. And, well, it's just unfortunate that he walked in at that particular moment. There's just something about blood that makes me just... lose my way a little. I get carried away. I didn't realize you were there. I was just so hungry and worked up and upset because she hurt you. She hurt you, and she dared to say that you were hers. She told me to mind my own business. Mind my own business. Like you're not my business. You are my business. You're my everything. You are mine. You are mine. And just open the door. Please. Please just open the door so we can have a conversation face to face. But that's not going to happen, is it? That isn't going to happen. You're not going to open the door. You're not going to let me explain, because she's trusted you up. She has just messed with your head. Her bitterness and her darkness has just... This isn't you. This isn't you. This is her. This is her. And even though she's dead, even though her blood is all over me. She still then goes on. I want you to know I didn't enjoy drinking her blood. It was unpleasant. But your blood, your blood. I will drink your blood. I will have you. I'm sorry, darling. What was that? What did you just say? I can't come in. Oh, I can't come in because I'm not invited. Oh, that's just so adorable. Oh, you are just the sweetest little thing, aren't you? Quite literally, because your blood, your blood, want to come in. But I can't because I haven't been invited. Only that's not quite true, is it? Of course it's not. I mean, it is true in a way. But I'm not just any vampire. I'm not a stranger. And in fact, I have an open invitation, so that doesn't matter. Oh, did I startle you? I think I did. You look startled, but you smell delicious. And don't think about running, because as you have just been given a demonstration of, I can move very, very quickly now. And the door was never going to keep me out. Nothing can keep me out. Oh, my poor sweet darling, I do understand, I do, but you have to listen. Walking in to find me killing your girlfriend was unpleasant. Especially given my state at the time. I was overcome with hunger. Emotions are sharper, as I said. I want you to know that I did not enjoy it one little bit. It was unpleasant. It was her. And as much as I enjoyed draining her blood, I did not enjoy the taste at all. It was bitter and toxic. Not sweet like your blood will be. Oh, I'll never get the chance to find out. Oh, darling, I know you're upset, but there's no need to lie to me. There's no need to be mean. There's no need to be rude. Look at you. All fight. And look at me, all bite. That's what I thought. Oh, I know you're just playing. You're waiting. Coming up with a plan. Of course you are, because you're smart. Oh, you smell so good. Oh, you smell so good. Oh, your smartness. Your intelligence, a part of the... Oh, it's hard to think. It's hard to focus. Your intelligence is part of the reason I love you so much. But darling, I'm a vampire, and being a vampire means that I am stronger than you, quicker than you, and I... Oh, I love you so much, and I am so sorry I have to do this, but I have to do it. Because you're not listening, you're overreacting, you're just... Oh, I need a moment, I need you to be quiet, so I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. This is not how I wanted Christmas to be. But you're not listening. You're not giving me a chance. I've done this for you, and you're just being unreasonable, so I need to be a little bit unreasonable in return. So I am so sorry, but I am so sorry. It's just you won't listen. You won't listen, and your blood is overwhelming me, and I don't want to do something I will regret. So no, I'm not going to bite you as much as I want to, and I want to, I need to, I will, but not now. Right now, what I'm going to do is just knock you out. Oh, darling. That's precious. But as I told you, I'm stronger than you, I'm quicker than you, and I